gentlemen, that's not a good look. Just below my chest, it's fucking carnage. I can hear the little impossible children of the future screaming.
Ah! That was our only chance.
Whenever Irish people are working in these hotels, that's when the magic starts, because Irish people aren't comfortable with the level of service they're supposed to be providing. Nor are Irish people comfortable with the level of service they're supposed to be receiving, so no one is having any crack. I went down into the restaurant one morning or one of these hotels, and I said to the waitress, can I get the vegetarian breakfast, please? And she goes, what? Cornflakes. Yeah, okay, baby. Cornflakes. As long as the chickens haven't been at them. Next thing I hear this shout, oh God, there's a chicken on the box! So, when we had money, we built these things, do you know? Economists, I don't understand the economic view of the world, you know? My least favourite subject in school was maths. It's too logical. Teachers up there at the top of the room with the big king of fucking numbers heading them, trying to impress upon you the importance of logic and sequential thinking. What is the cosine logarithm of x minus y with a really small 25 written in the corner? Brackets, smiley face, Nazi symbol, Nike symbol, close brackets, / RTE.ie. If a woman travelling on a train at 27 miles an hour passes a man holding 5 apples in one hand and a banana in the other, what time is it? Now, the cheek of him asking me a question he already had the fucking answer to. I think by nature, maybe it's just the Irish style of things, but by nature, I'm a more religious person. And I'm a religious because I don't like facts. And there are no facts in any religion. There's just stories. And if you're lucky, a bit of singing. But we know nothing. Like we were, most of us probably raised in the Christian way. And the Bible, jeez. Maybe the Bible is us just trying to figure ourselves out. Maybe that's all it is. And maybe every intention that the human heart can hold, there's a story in the Bible for it. And I thought they had it perfected. I thought for a story to end with our Lord Jesus Christ. What a finale. Da, 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 da. He's dead. He's up again. Fucking Rocky. It's amazing. It's fantastic. But then what do? They have to write the book of Revelations, where it all goes fucking apeshit. We're having loads of crack. Jesus was up, the kettle was on. The next thing... next thing, the fucking sky split open and big shit cocks of death pummeling Neanderthal fucking divilgism into the eyes of the unbelievers. Kind of a fucking bedtime story is that? There are other great stories in the Bible. There's the Book of Job is fantastic.